think the second major area as it relates to aromatase inhibitors is taking into account non-cancer-related issues into the decision-making process. As medical oncologists, we probably don't do enough of that. For example, there may be patients where tamoxifen is still a very reasonable or perhaps a preferable choice over an aromatase inhibitor. That, for example, might be a thin Caucasian woman who either is at high risk for osteoporosis or has baseline osteoporosis, because we know that tamoxifen is relatively bone-preserving relative to aromatase inhibitors, particularly if that woman does not have a history of thrombosis, either a personal history of thrombosis or a family history of thrombosis, which would put her at an increased risk of tamoxifen-associated thrombosis, and particularly if that woman has had a prior hysterectomy and doesn't need to be concerned about the small but definite increased risk of uterine cancer. The third, I think, important issue is, are there scenarios or are there circumstances where it might be preferable to sequence the administration of endocrine agents rather than just going with an aromatase inhibitor up front in the postmenopausal woman? Those studies are ongoing, and my own personal opinion is that the aromatase inhibitor should be the default position and the default option unless you have a situation where an aromatase inhibitor may not be an appropriate choice for a woman or for a woman who has had problems tolerating an aromatase inhibitor and really needs endocrine therapy.
You mentioned before about the issue of the premenopausal patient who stops having menstrual periods with chemotherapy. When you see a patient like that, at that point, can you start treating her like a postmenopausal patient?
I think you need to be very, very careful about that. The likelihood of having a return to ovarian function is highly dependent upon the age of the patient. So the older the individual is, the less likely it is to return. Secondly, I think it would be wise to always confirm a postmenopausal state, usually by checking an FSH level to assure that it's elevated and an estradiol level to assure that it's suppressed, and then repeating that level generally at three-month intervals, at least for the first year or so. Because if the amenorrhea persists for a year, then it's likely that it will not return. But I think actually this would be the ideal scenario for a woman who has chemotherapy-related amenorrhea and there's uncertainty about return of ovarian function. This would be the ideal circumstance, I believe, for the sequencing of tamoxifen followed by an aromatase inhibitor.